Blog Talk Radio.
No, God has promised that there isn't anything that can separate us from His love?
Not anything?
Nothing.
Nada.
Zilch.
Wow, and God always keeps His promises. Hey, doesn't the Bible also say that God has great plans for each one of us?
That's right, Junior.
Well, I guess that sort of makes me one of His promises.
That's crud. Alrighty.
Second, Kelly, I'm sorry.
Okay, I think we're live. Are you there? Can you hear it yet or not? Hello, everybody. I think we're having some technical troubles with phones.
There must
stuff.
Be something going on.
Yeah, because I can hear Pamela just fine, and she can't hardly hear me, so I'm not sure what's up. She's going to try calling in again here.
Okay, I'm in...
Okay, how about now?
Oh, much better. Much better.
Okay, let's see. Got her right there. I think I got her right there. Oh, come on. We've been having goofy stuff going with the studio. All right.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, all right, perfect. I couldn't hear you at all on that other phone. That was so strange.
Wow. Okay.
We're having a lot of problems today. So sorry about that, listeners, but I think we got it together as long as my cell phone works, so.
We're good. I got mine plugged in, yeah. So it doesn't die.
Okay.
Oh, golly. Anyway, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. Let's say Psyche's Gone Live. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, make sure that you guys go to www.psychesgonewild.com and register for our free gift basket giveaway. Jethro announces a new winner every week on the Friday show. It's from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's the same place here. It's 773-897-6461. And I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff here. Oh, yes. We have a lot of stuff going on with music. We have Madness has a couple songs, and hopefully we'll get a chance to play a couple of those a little bit later on in the show. There's Steve Mahasey and the Boys, and there's Keith Evans. They all three of those, you can get their music on iTunes, get that downloaded. And then there's also Linda Irwin songs, which you can get a hold of by going to cntnuumx@frontier.com. That's her email. And if you do that, she has a special going on where she will sell you two of her CDs for only $25. That includes the shipping. And it's a really good deal. She's got 34 songs, just a lot of different varieties, all instrumental, but very, very cool stuff. All righty, and Pamela, how can everybody find you and get a hold of you when you're not here on Psyche's Gone Wild?
Sure. The easiest way is my website, www.pamelacummins.com, and it's Pamela, it's spelled P-A-M-E-L-A, Cummins is C-U-M-M-I-N. Yes, I am Rep. Pamela on Twitter. I have a Facebook page, Pamela Cummins. If you just Google Pamela Cummins, I'll come right up. And just so you know, I do have a holiday special going on that gives you extra time, you know, for the same, for instance, a half an hour, you get 45 minutes. So, you know, go into my website, check it out. I got a Dream Series blog going on. That's Pamela's Psychic Insights. And Tuesday night on our sister station, Psychic Learning Connection, I'm doing a show at 8 p.m. That's Eastern Time. So whatever time zone you are in, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and then go back an hour, two or three, whatever zone you're in. Tonight we have Wendy Joy. She's the author of Clear Channel, and she will be talking about, you know, self-healing, how that improves, obviously, yourself and all your relationships, so that should be good. It's not, the Psychic Learning Connection, just so you know, is really not what we do here, where we do reading after reading. It's more of learning, so if you have any questions regarding the topic, you know, we welcome the call. And, of course, the chat lines will be open.
Absolutely. Okay, and I'm just going to, I'm trying to type that here into the chat box, and also to call, I'm typing one-handed, it's like, oh yeah, but to call into that show is 714-333-3354, so you can call in live and listen, and sometimes if you have a question or, you know, on topic about what she's going on about, or if you want to talk to the author, you know, they might entertain calls to do that. I'm just not sure. It depends on how their time is running, but check that out. Pamela's show in the evenings there on Psychic Learning Channel is channel. Golly, connection. There we go. I have me in that channel.
I do this. I do that all the time.
She's got some really cool things, and everything is an archive, guys. So it's like if you miss something live and you really wanted to hear it, you know, you go, ah, doggone, I wanted to hear that. But go to the archives and either type in the name of the show, Psychic Learning Channel, and then you just go to the date.
Psychic Learning Connection.
Oh, my God. Okay, maybe we should just change it to channel.
We need connection.
I don't know. It's bad. Yes, type in Psychic Learning Connection. There you go. And you can listen to it in archives. So. All righty. Well, we're going to have fun today, I can tell.
Yeah. Oh, and just so why I'm thinking of it, because the holidays are right around the corner. In fact, I keep on hearing the song Celebration. You know, we're going to have a good time tonight. And the energy will be crazy because it's 12-11 and 12-12, that doesn't happen too often.
Oh, my goodness, that is tomorrow, isn't it?
Right, so our show, the Tuesdays for the 2 o'clock will be on Christmas Eve, the 24th. I will not be having a show that evening. However, on I just while I'm thinking of it, on January 1st, I thought it might be difficult to get a guest. So what I decided to do is the topic will be love in the new year. So, you know, call me with questions, cool, concerns. You know, the topic will definitely be love.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Thank you. We were having a little bit of debate on this last night, too. Amy and I were talking about this, and that planetary alignment that happened, what was it, Monday, December 3rd, where it was Mercury, Venus, and Saturn all lined up over the pyramids of Giza, and they were all in the astrological sign of Scorpio. So it said, you know, we kind of been speculating what that meant and this and that. And last night somebody else gave us another clue, and they said that they had heard that it was the opening of a portal or something like that. So I was like, well, that makes a lot of sense and all the goofy stuff going on. Because, yeah, Amy and I were like, oh, man, 25 minutes late last night because I was fighting with my computer. I couldn't get my computer to go up on or anything. It was just, it was really wacky. And it was like, wow. So that's when I told the day I was having a little bit of a issue with my computer again. It's like, I don't know what's going on with stuff, but it's definitely bombarded with something. I don't know. It's interesting. But, okay, we have several callers here for you, and three people in queue, so we'll get going here. Okay, area code 925, you are on live with Pamela Clay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. And what is your name, please?
My name is Sahara.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
It's Sahara.
Sahara, okay. And what is your question?
I had a question about, I asked it last night with Casey and Amy, and then they suggested that I call you.
Yeah, put the pressure on me. But
you get messages.
No, they just said it would be a good idea to see what you would say. It's just about me, well, my job. I mean, I have a job right now, but, like, I'm not really working that much. I'm not really making anything. And
you're not happy there. That's what I'm getting. Girl, it's not right for you. That's exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah, and I need to find another job, and I have no idea where I should look, when I should look. Like, I mean, it's just going to be, like,
January, definitely, you know, January, February. You'll be looking.
Okay.
I feel like within, quite honestly, within the first, you know, it's like January, February, March. Somewhere within there, you will be getting a job. I feel like it's a job where, you know, you're going to be helping people. And I'm getting that you need to have a lot of compassion, and I don't know how else to say it. And this is not to put a damper on it, but I feel like there might be some difficult people, and what I'm seeing is like older people. So I don't know if it's a nursing home or, you know, you're answering phones and you have to deal with older people, but it feels like you're going to need a lot of compassion, you know, a lot of patience and tolerance. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, you know, because quite honestly, what I do, I also have to have the same thing, you know. When you're doing service and helping people, there will be some people who are hurting. I'm getting that this will be a good thing because as the year goes on, it feels like it's going to give you wisdom and help to find more of the direction you're supposed to go to. And it's funny, as I said that, I heard Diana Ross say, do you know where you're going to? And I'm seeing you look at all these different paths, like should I go here, should I go there, should I go there, you know. So what it feels like where you're going next is just going to be temporary. Quite honestly, I'm hearing it's funny, I'm hearing this camp song we used to sing, peanut butter, and jelly. Okay, so it's going to be, I'm sorry, it's kind of weird the way my guides are giving this. It's going to be enough to take care of your needs, okay, like your food, shelter, that kind of stuff. But it's not going to be exactly in your heart, but it will go in the direction I do feel that you will need. Not necessarily, you know, degrees, but some kind of training, you know,
for the next job.
Yeah, or I'm actually getting for your life career, okay? That's what I'm talking about. The next job does not feel like what you're going to be doing forever. It feels like it's going to head you in the same direction. And it was weird because I'm getting this message that I got in the shower today, you know, and it's, you know, my guides were
teasing how us humans like to, this is how our life's going to be happening. We do A, B, and C, and D's going to happen, and we got it planned out. And, you know, a lot of times it does not turn out that way. So I feel like you're going to have some good surprises coming. It's not exactly how you see it, but it will be good. It's going to be what's right for you. Okay?
Okay.
So they're saying have faith. You know, the holidays, money feels like it will not be exactly where you want it to be, you know, but have faith that things will open up. And, again, it feels like spring, summertime, you're going to be headed in the right direction. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All righty, and thank you for calling back in.
Thanks.
You betcha. All righty. What was cool was Amy was doing a card reading, and it's like she got something excessively similar about the, you know, about working with older people. It's like it was really kind of cool. She says, "Yeah, it's amazing how it's, you know, kind of similar."
Yeah, that's funny. And you know, and you know, and I mean, I'm gonna be, you know, before you know it, I'm gonna be like a senior citizen. It's, I got some time, you know, I got 15 years. I got 15 years, but still, you know, and you do need to have patience and tolerance, but they also have a lot of wisdom too.
Yes.
They've been through things. They've had the experience because, you know, as you get older, you know, things become clearer, and you also realize how much you don't know, but what you do know is very clear, is a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
And plus, you don't care what others, so much what others think of you as much as you did, you know, in your 20s and in your 30s.
Yeah, very true. And as I even heard this one, is that sometimes a society is judged by how they treat their older ones. And sometimes our modern society doesn't do so hot on that one, but I look at some of the traditional, you know, well, I'll say more traditional societies like, you know, Native American, things like that. They revere their elders.
Right.
So,
Right, because they do have wisdom. They, you know, have been down the road, you know, and I know now I watch, and, you know, it's funny because people who are in their 20s seem so young to me, okay? They seem like children, and that's no offense to anybody who's 20. You'll experience it one of these days. And I see them going to do something, and I'm like, I know what's going to happen when you go down that road. Oh, please don't go down that road. But, you know, that's
everybody is on their own path and has to make their own experience, own mistakes maybe.
Right, and learn their own lessons because it's really easy. You know, I it's funny, I'm getting the vision of a little kid going to touch the stove, you know, and you can say hot, hot all you want. And now I'm getting the vision of my cat, she passed away about 4 years ago, but midnight she wanted to go on this radiator in Jersey. It was like the old-fashioned kind, okay?
Oh,
and
I remember those,
and yeah, you remember those? And
I do. And you had some house that we lived in.
Yeah, and it was midwinter, and I knew it was going to be hot, and, you know, and she, you know, hadn't experienced that before, and I said, no, don't go on, no, and she got mad at me, and she jumped on, and she's like, meow, and jumped off. And she learned what hot was, you know? So I think as a cat can learn it, as humans can learn it too.
Exactly. Okay, we got a couple Skype callers here. We have Gussie is here. So Gussie is here, you're on. Hello?
Technical stuff.
Technical stuff. Gussie is here. Okay,
hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Like, here
hello?
We go.
Hello? Hello?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Oh, good, okay. I had to run over here.
Hi. Well,
can you hear me?
What is your question?
Oh.
Yeah, so far I can hear you, so what is your question?
Okay. I'm getting ready to apply for a job with a man that in an industry that I really would like to work in, and he doesn't know who I am. It's not a job posting or anything like that. It's somebody told me about his business. So I would like to know how this is looking.
Okay. For some reason, I keep on hearing travel on, okay? So that could mean two things, either travel on, go on by, okay? The second thing is that it could mean that it's going to help you travel, you know, in your career, and is it, you know, it could, you might be doing traveling for the job. So I don't know which one it is. It's either or. What I am getting is to be very wise in this, okay? You have a tendency to be very loyal, okay? I'm hearing to watch your back, all right? For some reason, I, you know, watch your back, you know, and just now I'm seeing a magnifying glass, you know, where you're, like, examining it, and I'm hearing the song, they smile in your face all the time, backstabbers, okay? So I'm getting to really be careful, okay? That's what it feels like the message is, okay? But I'm also getting if this doesn't work out, okay, there will be other places, okay? You know, and as far as your industry, and I'm not getting what it is. I don't know why they said sewing, okay? I don't know why they said that. But as far as your industry that you choose to go into, I feel you going in there, okay?
So did you say selling?
Sewing.
Oh, sewing.
Yeah, like sewing. I know. It doesn't make any sense to me, but that's...
It
makes sense to you. Okay.
No. It absolutely makes zero.
Yeah, and I just feel like I just pulled a card and it was a creation card, okay? So I do feel like you will be working, and then I pulled another card. By the way, this is the Goddess deck and there is only one man in this deck and it's the Pan card. So if you're not working with this man, you will be working with a man, okay? I'm just getting to really just be careful, you know? I don't know why I feel like maybe it's your industry, there's backstabbers, I don't know, you know? So please watch your back. So I hope all that makes sense to you because I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right. Okay. Actually, not
okay.
Okay,
good.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you for calling.
All righty, thanks for calling in. Call back in. Oh, isn't that cool, though? You get messages and you have no clue. You know, you got to feel like the Bible writer Daniel, you know. It's like he wrote down stuff and he goes, I have no clue what I'm writing about. It's like, well, it wasn't for you.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I almost said sewing, you know, like I actually saw, like, somebody sewing and I'm like, oh, this sounds stupid. And, you know, I get hesitant to say it and, you know, but I say it anyhow because I've experienced that before, you know.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, we got another couple callers here. This one, I'll see if I can say this. I think it's Gabby Anthropology. So, and I think we might have them in the chat room also. Gabby Anthropology, you are on.
Hello, my name is Gabriella.
Hi, Gabriella.
Okay.
How are you, Pamela? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Not a problem. And how can I help you today?
Well, this is a question about a relationship.
Okay.
It is a man whose name is Sean.
Okay. You know, I keep on getting the song We Are Family, okay? So I'm not sure what that means, but what was the question? Just Sean in general, or?
Yeah, if there is a chance of a relationship with him.
Okay. I, you know, again, I'm hearing We Are Family. I, you know, I'm also hearing this song, and I know you're not going to like this song, but I'm going to say it anyhow. It's a long, long road, okay? I feel like there's some difficulties, okay? I feel like some of the difficulties are within him, okay? I'm hearing Shine On, Shine On. You know, it's a song lyric. I have no idea where it's from. And what that means to me is, you know, if you truly... you know, want to be with him, okay, then you need to be patient, you know, I'm also getting tolerance, you know, and kind of stick with it because I feel like him kind of going back and forth, and then it does feel like some movement in the movement forward, too, okay?
Yeah.
All right, there, good, you understand?
There is nothing, at the moment.
I'm just feeling like this, like a almost like a family unit or something.
Yes, so. It's because he is in a family unit now.
Oh, okay. All right. So that,
but
that's difficult.
But nothing has been said. Nothing has happened. Nothing. It's only, you know, energy.
Yeah, but I could, but this energy is definitely there.
Yes,
know?
It is. It is. And it happens when we meet in the summers because we are in the same
right.
club.
Right.
When we meet, it lasts all winter. It doesn't matter how many eons go in between. And it's been 3 years. And nothing has been said. Nothing has been
right.
done. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I'm just getting that it's a long, long road. So, you know, I can't tell you what to do. You need to determine if
well,
you're
no,
willing to wait.
You think he needs to do something if he is going to do anything, right?
Right. Right.
Because I am not going to do anything. I just, you know, feel that eventually this will come to something. But
right.
like, I am ready to wait. I'm not in a hurry. I was just wondering if you had a month, a date, a time frame. Or...
No, honestly, I'm just getting it's a long, long road.
It's
not a time frame. Okay, that's all they're giving.
I'm ready to wait as long as, you know, I know that eventually things will clarify for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, eventually, but it's some work. Okay?
Yeah. The work is on his side.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Pamela.
All right, thank you for calling.
Okay. All right, thank you for calling in, and call back in, and always let us know the rest of the story. I like that, like Paul Harvey, to borrow his phrase. All righty. And we got one more here, area code 301.
Hello, hi.
Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Ada. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Ada, and how can I help you?
The question I have is about my fiancé. I don't know if this is just general cold feet or if this is my intuition trying to tell me something, but I was wondering if you see his career and financial situation improving. In the future?
It will. I'm getting within 6 months, and I am getting that he is scared. They're saying stuck in the mud. So he feels a little stuck right now, okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting that, you know, you can help pull him out, okay? And I see him grabbing towards you, and you can push him, but he's not completely coming out of the mud. And then I see somebody behind him pushing him out, and quite honestly, that feels like God, the angels, family, and friends, okay? So it doesn't feel like it's your job to get him
exactly.
to move forward. Okay, good. You understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's
well,
the part that's getting to me.
Yes. Yeah. Some women want to rescue him, and, you know, with basically I'm getting patience. I do feel, you know, I'm hearing celebration, good times. I feel like it will work out. I'm also getting, in the meantime, focus on you. Focus on your life, you know,
mm-hmm.
what makes you happy, what things you want to do, you know, self-growth, you know, crafts, careers, whatever. That's what I'm getting. And, you know, don't get wrapped up in his stuff, you know, because
right.
that's really easy to do. And, you know, the more that I can't think of the word, I'm seeing a kid with the parents, loving detachment, okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you have to lovingly detach from your children and let them walk their own path, okay?
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what I'm getting. Lovingly detach from him, you know, be there for him. Don't rescue him. Let somebody else do it. You know, like, stick your hand out. Again, I'm seeing you stick your hand out. He grabs it, but it's somebody else pushing him out of the mud, okay?
Wow.
So, no, he will. And, again, I'm getting 6 months. You know, and they're saying this is what marriage is all about. You know, we, and I do too, you know, we women were trained through, you know, movies and fairy tales that
yeah.
marriage
oh, yeah.
and love going to make your life so much better. And the truth is, you know, when you're in a marriage and you want it to be good, you got to work at it. And this is like if you want to be with this man for the rest of your life, you're going to have to work at it, you know.
Wow,
and know
yeah.
This is where he is right now. That doesn't mean he's bad because you know what? And it's weird. I'm seeing a vision of myself when I was in the hospital back in, like, April, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
my boyfriend was there for me, okay? had only been seeing each other for a while, but he came and visited. He called me, you know, basically held my hand. And that's how I knew that he was a keeper, because life isn't going to be perfect for you two, okay?
Now
I'm hearing this song, well, it's not really a song, but I'm hearing this is a test. This is only a test. So it's kind of testing you, like, you know, because they're saying his cold feet that you're seeing is also a reflection of you.
Yeah.
Okay? You have some fear there, too, okay?
So I think it's mostly my cold feet.
Yeah.
Because I
would wonder, you know,
I don't want it to be, I don't want this whole financial stuff to be a problem for us.
Okay. You know, I'm hearing it's like a, I don't know if it's a dance or rap song, but I'm hearing you can have this or you can have that. You can have this or you can have that. I know I'm messing up on the song lyrics, you know, and I can kind of hear it in the background of my head, okay? And what that means is, you know, if it's not finances, there's always going to be another problem. There's always going to be challenges. And I don't want to sound like a downer, okay? You know, but we all have things that, you know, we have to, challenges that we need to get through, okay? I'm also hearing this song, Do You Love Me? Really love me, you know, and if you love him, you know, it doesn't matter how the finances are going to be. It doesn't matter what his health is like, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you live, you know. So, you know, again, this is a test you need to see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Thank you so much.
All right.
Seriously.
I hope.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right.
That's it. Call back
in. You know, Kelly, I just feel like that was for somebody else too. You know, out listening. I don't know who, but I bet they do. I just felt like that was for somebody else.
Awesome. Okay. I've got a real interesting thing here. I'm gonna ask you about real quick because Gabrielle said that thank you very much. She really enjoyed her reading. She's still there in chat room. There's something really, really interesting going on with me. Okay, when I hear stuff, all I can ever hear is usually a microwave beep, and it's usually like, you know, a beep in one ear. Right now I've got both ears going on, and I'm wondering if I asked them, you know, if it's who I think it is, if they would speak to you, because we had a death in the family, my son-in-law's side of the family on Sunday, and they're having a funeral today, and I'm wondering if it isn't this person or possibly his mother also died, and it's like I'm wondering if somebody's not trying to message us, but it's like they don't understand that I can't really hear American like everybody else does. I'm apparently my vibrations aren't enough, but it's like I always hear messages from the other side of beep, you know, and it's like, I mean,
right.
It's like various beeping tones. It's like, so I'm just wondering if you're picking anything up.
Well, I am. Okay, first of all, when you said that, I immediately got that the beeping you're hearing is like they're cleaning, I don't know how else to say it, now they're showing me a big Q-tip. They're cleaning your ears out, okay?
Oh, wow.
They're getting, it's getting ready for you to hear more, okay? And I'm seeing, like, the knob. I almost want to say visualize knobs on your ears, like, so you're, you know, kind of like a tuning in knob, okay? And, yes, I feel like it was a person who just passed, but I feel like it's a lot of others trying to get through, okay?
Okay.
So that's how it's working for you, you know, obviously, you know, they're so funny. I heard the musical Psychic. Now I understand why you're working with me, okay? Because you will become more clairaudient. You will hear more, okay?
Right.
That's really cool, you know? And I just got birds of a feather flock together, and I just saw a blue herring in my mind, okay?
Right.
So, you know, one of the hardest things we humans have is patience, okay? No, seriously.
It's a virtue.
Seriously.
I know,
we
it's a virtue.
Do. Yeah. Because there's always like, you know, oh, I remember, you know, when I was getting, you know, back, you know, 80s, early 90s, I was getting back into my, you know, really turning up my psychic abilities and paying attention to them and not putting them in the background, you know, and I wanted it right away. And it took time. And then, you know, my clear
audience and my clairsentience was like right on. Well, I wanted clairvoyance. Like, how come I couldn't see anything, right? And, you know, it's a process. And then, you know, I wanted a relationship so bad, you know. And it's funny, now that I have the relationship, I'm kind of comfortable where it's at. I'm like, well, part of me wants to move forward and part of me doesn't. And it's kind of neat because I think it took to the age of 50 where I finally got to, I'm comfortable in today, you know, instead of I want it now. Not always. There's other things, you know. So it's going to happen. That's probably why you're hanging out with us and why with the cards. It's going to happen. But in the time, I'm also getting that there's a part of you that's kind of scared to hear. Okay. So
it's really interesting. I mean, I've had instances where I have really distinctly heard them, and it's like the times and spaces and places I have is usually just about the time I'm going to sleep. It's like and I know it's when the brainwaves are changing from beta to alpha. You know, there's that intermittent time in there. It's like, you know, when you're not quite asleep and you're not quite awake, and it's like, you know, you're just kind of drifting off. And I hear stuff really clear, and it just, like, I jackknife straight up, and I go, okay, I heard that, you know,
right,
moment.
Right.
So I know there's vibrations there that I get through. It's like, and then I can't sleep. And usually
right.
It's like, oh, we can bugger right now. You know, oh, shoot, man, thanks, guys.
Well, it's because your defenses are down, too. Your ego, you know, is starting to, because really when you're in, I'm a hypnotherapist, so I know this, okay? When you're not awake, but not asleep, and you're in that between state, that's what hypnosis feels like. It's a it's like hypnosis is the brother of meditation, okay? It's not dangerous, all
right?
It's just you're in that state. So what happens when you're in that state, our ego, which is in the, you know, which is in the forefront when we're awake, starts to listen back to your mind. So your ego is like, oh, I don't think I want to go where I can hear, you know, those on the other side, you know.
And
but,
yet I do.
Know,
it's like I do and I don't. I do and I don't. You know that one.
Right. Oh yeah. How I feel about marriage, you know. So, you know. Yeah. So yes, I you know, I understand. You know. So, you know, just allow it to happen. And the other thing that I'm getting is that when it does happen, okay, and like you're kind of wide awake, go into a meditative state and say, okay, I'm ready to hear it now, you know. Or you might even want it. One of the things that helps, you know, clear audience to hear is actually automatic writing, you know.
I understand. It's like when I sit and type, it's like if I do what I call veg out in front of like a typewriter, it's like I don't even know how to explain it. I call it phasing. It's like I'll kind of like phase or something, or just kind of, you know, go beyond myself or whatever. But it's like I type, and it's like, and all of a sudden I'll kind of come to and go, what in the heck did I just type? And I go back and read it, and it's like, well, that was interesting because, you know, I didn't type that.
Right.
You know, well, I guess I did. My parents did, but, you know, I wasn't thinking that.
But do it in a different way. Let them talk to you in type or write, you know.
Cool.
I totally get this.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it does. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it will slowly but surely come in. Do we have any callers waiting? Because if not, I need to say.
Don't. We're having a real slow day, and it's like that. That's why I was wondering if this was somebody trying to get a message to, you know, because I kept telling them, it's like, you know, hang on. It's like, you know, as soon as the caller's gonna, I'll ask her a question. It's like, you know, so but they were. I had the impression they were hanging, waiting for you.
Well, you know what it is. It's a strange time of year, the holiday seasons, because I know, like, for me, there's ebbs and flows. It's like I get slammed, and then it's slow. I get slammed, and then it's slow. You know,
right.
A lot of people are doing holiday shopping, writing cards, doing, or even, like, emailing cards and stuff. But I had something that happened, and it was really funny over the weekend, you know, because Chris is spiritual without realizing that he's spiritual, okay?
Right.
But he doesn't
understand,
you know. It's like, talk about yin and yang, okay? I'm, like, really intuitive. He's real logical, okay? So I was showing him these cards that I got, okay, for myself. And since my sister and niece aren't listening, I got them the same deck, okay?
And I was showing them, and he said, oh, and he's looking through them. And I'm like, well, pick one. So he picks one and talks about the ego and your spiritual path. And he totally did not get it, okay? And I tried to explain it. He didn't get it. And I said, well, that might be like him trying to tell me, like, this programming he does for computers called Cisco. I probably wouldn't get it. I said, well, here's another deck. I said it was my Dorian Virtue Fairy cards, okay? And these are like one of my favorite Oracle decks. They're beautiful. They're really simple. And I said, pick one of those. So he's going to pick it. And Merlin, my cat, wanted my attention. So I'm giving him attention. All of a sudden I hear, oh, my God. I'm like, what? And he's like, I picked the marriage card. And I...
It's a sign, honey.
And I just started laughing, you know? I just thought it was so funny, you know, his reaction. Like, he didn't say, ew, yuck, but he was just like, oh, my God, you know? And I didn't press it or anything. I just kind of let it go. I didn't say, oh, it's a sign or whatever, you know?
Oh, that's... Amy typed in chat, she goes, the psychic version of catching the bouquet.
Exactly. I like that.
Oh, we got to call her.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. That is funny. I love it. Oh, wow. So, I mean, did he, did he have anything else to say? Did it put him in a contemplative frame of mind or, you know?
No, he just kind of just said, I said, oh, okay. I said, well, hey, you don't know. You know, and I didn't push it, you know. I didn't push it. I said, okay, well, let me pick one, you know, because I could tell he was a little uncomfortable with it, you know.
Right. Oh, boy.
All righty. Caller, area code 843, you're on with us.
It's Amy.
Eddie, Amy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good.
You're so entertaining. You're very entertaining. And the songs, they just crack me up.
It's funny. And just so you know, somebody's handing you a bouquet of flowers, okay? That's what I'm getting, you know.
Interesting.
So they're little... They're little flowers, you know, so.
Someone's handing me the bouquet? Because that's kind of where my question is going. Where is my question going? I've just been through so much in the past 6 years. You know, 6 years ago I got breast cancer. I had like 7 surgeries. You know, my boobs, my implants fell out on the floor. My bridge got, you know, the chemotherapy messed my teeth up. My bridge fell out. My husband died. But my brother got, you know, on and on and on. It's been this like vacuum packed little period of time with trouble, and I'm ready to move out of it.
And
you know, kind of create, not that I haven't created a life, but I guess specifically go find a husband. But I don't feel like, oh my God, I have to find someone. I just feel like I need to start moving in that direction, because it is indeed a goal.
Right, and what I heard before you even began all that, and I love this song by the Beatles, love, 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 you know, all you need is love, okay? And, you know, you kind of don't know exactly where you're going to, because you've had all this stuff, like a whirlwind of stuff, okay? I don't know how else to say it, all this, you know, sorrow, negativity kind of stuff coming on, and, you know, there's a part of you that's still absorbed in it, and I'm also feeling that there are people around you who, you know, are pieces of it, okay? So I feel like kind of like a letting go, all right? Letting go of, you know, these things that have happened to you. I also feel like a letting go of certain people in your life, okay? And it feels like it's a good thing. I'm not saying get them out of your life, but I guess what it is a different mindset. Okay.
Yeah, I need a different mindset about my mother and I have had a long, rocky relationship, so it's no it's no coincidence that we're the last two standing, and we're just like looking at each other like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually getting that with her. I know you love her and stuff, but I'm getting there. You need to have long periods of space in between seeing her, okay? Either that or when you do go and see her, protect yourself really well. I'm actually getting to put a wall up because that feels like one of the people who, you know, is helping you have that mindset, okay? I'm actually seeing you, like, putting, like, headphones on, you know, it like muffles the sound and, you know.
Well, I kind of like, la, 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 la.
Yeah, beautiful. Actually, I'm hearing beautiful, like, classic kind of flute music, okay? And it's very uplifting. And I'm hearing something, and it's really weird. I'm seeing this woman from my childhood. We used to call her Barker because she barked a lot. I won't say her real name, okay? And she used to walk around and say, you got to get uplifted by the law. Lord, excuse me, uplifted by the Lord, okay? And, you know, but she said it in a more, like, fundamentalist way, okay? And
right.
What I'm getting is, you know, get uplifted by the angels, by spirit, because they are saying you do have a lot of life left, and I do feel, you know, another life partner, and I'm seeing somebody who, like, you travel with. I'm actually seeing you, like, on a boat, okay, that, like, a cruise or something like that, so... I'm not sure if that's, you know, symbolically or actually going to happen. But, again, I'm just getting to shift the mind, all right? I'm seeing vision boards. I'm seeing Rhonda Burns from The Secret, you know. And I know that you know all that stuff, okay? But a lot of times we have to practice it every day.
I'm a classic case of classic shoemaker shoes, you know.
Right. Or doing classic exercise. You do real well and then you slip off.
And there's people that push your buttons, and the one person who pushes my buttons is my mother. And like a couple of days after my brother's funeral, she ended up having emergency surgery and had her gallbladder out, and now she's like in a nursing home. And I try to have sympathy for her, but another part of me is just like, and she's just laying there, letting people take it, you know, it's just, she's happier than a pig in shit, not to be vulgar, but, you know, it's like, and it's good for her, it's a wonderful place, but you've just hit the nail on the head. I need to, she's really push my button through time, and like I said, it's no accident that we're the last two standing in our family, and it's no accident she survived this surgery, because we need to do this last little piece, but anyway.
Right, yeah. And it's funny, I'm hearing this song, She Drives Me Crazy. It's an old song. Ooh, ooh, she drives me crazy. I'm messing up the tune. But she does, and that's why you need, like, now I'm seeing a coach do the timeout sign. You need little breaks, but when you go around her, because she is your mother, okay, you have to build up a wall. And, yes, she likes people catering to her, okay? She likes not having to take responsibility for herself, and she would like to make you responsible. You know, it's weird because if she's going to cross over or stay alive, because I feel like she doesn't know. There's a part of her that wants to let go, and there's a part of her that really wants to hold on, okay? But you definitely do need peace in this relationship, you know.
Yeah, you think that's where she's holding on. I mean, I think that's the thing. I think if there's without any peace, because it's funny, because Jethro read her, and he had to go lay down in the middle of the reading because her energy, she's just who she is, you know? We just all are who we are. And he felt that she was going to go, like, right after my brother. And then she had this surgery, and it was a little bit complicated, and... you know, she almost went, and I got another reading from Jethro after she had her surgery, and he was like, wow, you know, she was supposed to go, but she stayed. So,
yeah.
And I think it's that, like, a healing has to, I mean, we try, and she just, I'm adopted, so that's kind of part of the problem, is that we're not related, you know what I mean? We don't have a commonality. Everything, she's like a stranger in many ways. I don't know what makes her tick, nor does she know what makes me tick. You know?
You guys have a lot of karma. You have
There's so much karma, and it's just, it is, it's like we're just like locked in this dance. And I know she doesn't want to hurt me, and I know that it hurts that she hurts me so much. And it's just really, really interesting. And it must be really, really big because everybody picks up, you know, everybody picks up on it. But I like the cruise because either it'll be on a boat, and, you know, I love the water and I live on the ocean, or it'll mean that it's smooth sailing. So,
yeah, and they are saying, again, they are saying when it comes to your mother, before you see her, visualize a brick wall around her, and I am hearing the Beatles song again, love, love, send her love, okay? That's important.
And I don't send her love. I don't send her love. I've got to be honest. Now I said it out loud. Now I can work on it. I don't send her love. I withhold love and compassion as, you know, as good of a person, and I truly know I am a good person to most people, and I'm very loving and caring and helpful. When it comes to her, I withhold love, and that is not, that's just not a natural state of being. So that's,
and, and I'm just getting act as if. Kelly, I don't know, do we have any other callers holding on the line?
No, it's been a really slow day today. We got about five minutes left.
All right. All right, all right. I just wanted to make sure, you know, because I know Amy. Yeah, Amy is one of.
I just called in because there was some time to fill. Please.
Okay. No, I think. No, there's nobody holding on. I just wanted to double check, you know, courtesy to other callers because. I'm just hearing hold your head up. You know, there are some people, this, I love the way my guide said this. There are some people that it's very difficult to love them. You know, when somebody is continuously hurting you over and over again, it's really hard to love them. You know, and when, like, with, it's much easier if it's like, you know, a boyfriend or a friend or a coworker, it's easy. But when it's your family, it's much difficult, more difficult. You know?
Oh, yeah, and this is just, I mean, and it's obviously, you know, it was no accident, you know, especially considering the adoption, you know, it was like a double, not miracle, but, you know, a double, like, placement in the world. I was supposed to come to life this time, work through the abandonment issues by being adopted, and my mother was supposed to work through something, and I was supposed to work through something with this relationship that I have with her, and and it's becoming more and more, you know, as I go on my spiritual journey, and as, you know, time plays itself out. Like I said, the fact that the two of us are the last two standing, it's like, it's, you know, no coincidence. She was very, very close to my brother just because, you know, because.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm seeing an Italian mother, you know, my brother-in-law's mother. And I'm seeing my brother-in-law, and I know what that means, you know. And it, in a lot of families, and you know, Italians or whatever, the mother kind of coddles the son more and makes the daughter feel like the son is more important because, you know, it's the boy, he's going to carry on the name, blah, 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 and all that stuff, you know. I am getting that your mother does love you. She really just doesn't know how to show it. I'm also getting, too, and I think this is important for you to know, she has some jealousy about you. It feels like
it feels like her husband, you had a special place, you know, in your father's heart, okay, or whoever the male, I guess it was her husband, I'm just assuming this, but, you know, a man that who she loved very much, you know, was in love with, and there was some jealousy there. Also, the way that you are living your life, you know, so there is jealousy there, you know, but I am getting she always did want a little girl. That's why you're in the life, her life, and she does love you. She just doesn't know how to show it.
That's all it is. That is all it is, and it's just heartbreaking, you know. Everything you're saying, I don't know so much about my dad. I mean, it was definitely like me and my dad had more in common, and then my mom, like, coddled my brother. You know, that part's definitely true. She was not able to finish her education. She wasn't really able to have a career.
Right.
So I guess that part is all on point as well.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm also getting forgiveness. You know, forgiveness.
Yeah.
Hearing
God. It is all, oh God. Does it have to be really so elementary? It'd be a little more complicated.
Well, you know what? Okay. Actually, forgiveness is very complicated, all right? It's one thing if somebody steps on your toes, you know, or, you know, some kind of accident. That's really easy. But when somebody does something that really hurts you, it's a process, you know, you need to go through. The anger, the fear, the hurt. You know, and all your feelings around that, and get to a point where you forgive them, and you know you don't really forgive the act, but you forgive them as a human being. Okay, so it you know it can be very complicated. It's one word, but it's very complicated. If that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's really a state of mind as opposed to an act. I think that's the thing. You know, you just need to stay in forgiveness mode, not like, oh yeah, I forgave her, and then it comes back up again. It's just forgiveness is like a state of being. It's like, you know, a state of being. And it is the precursor to love. You cannot, in my estimation, I don't love her. I don't love her. I mean, I don't love her because I haven't forgiven her.
Right, but forgiveness is the state of mind, but to get to that state of mind, you have to do the work and go through the feelings. When somebody does something to you and you can think about what they did and you have no reaction or feeling to it, then you truly forgiven. Okay, so it is a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but you can act as if and you can ask for the willingness to forgive and love her.
Yeah, that was a big word. You just said something very important. Ask for the willingness. Like you just hit on another thing. I am not willing to forgive her.
Okay.
And I am not, or I am acting as if I am not willing to. Because I'm certainly capable of forgiveness, but you have to be willing to forgive. And where I am right now with my situation with her is not willing to forgive her. And now that she's, you know, I hate to say pulled this stunt, but, you know, now she's even sort of got more of an advantage because now she's like, you know, sick in a nursing home. So, you know,
and allow other people to, you know, to take care of her. Kelly, how much time do we have left? Or are we almost?
I was gonna say we timed out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's like I figured this was important. I just kind of let you guys go. So it's like I don't think people in the chat room can hear us, but I found out it does still record. So you'll get this portion in archives, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
It was very interesting and very very helpful.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. Yeah. And just. You know, take all those tools, you know. It's one day at a time. you know, and you're a good example to a lot of our listeners who, you know, they don't, a lot of people don't understand how things that happen, you know, as a child. Like people will say, oh, they're a product of their environment, but they don't really see how they're a product of their own environment and how these things can affect their lives and all their other relationships and how important it is to work through it, you know?
Exactly. It's so important. And I've seen it happen twice because, I mean, I've seen it happen now with my mother, who truly is ready to go and, you know, deserves a lot of pain and things like that, but can't let go because of his unfinished business. Same thing happened to my husband. His body was not working anymore, but he could not let go because of unfinished business having to do with early, early childhood stuff that just continued to play out and play out. So it is very, it's just so, so important that all of us, you know, especially people who are like doing the work that we're doing, because we think, you know, we get so much praise and admiration and stuff for being good or, you know, taking on hard things, but we all still have our little kryptonites.
Right.
And my mother is my kryptonite.
Right. So you need to, you know, find the formula so the kryptonite doesn't bother you anymore. So.
Well, good. Well, this went in a totally different direction than where my question was, but it was very, very helpful. I very much appreciate
good.
It.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? Listen to some peaceful music and, you know, start working on a different mindset, you know, and also when at times you just, you know, work on your mother stuff. But you don't have to work on your mother stuff constantly, you know, when it comes up. And don't worry, she'll bring it up, you know. That's what mothers are good for. So,
right.
Kelly,
it's going to get brought up. It's going to continue to get brought up until there is a healing. So,
right.
You know, it's just going to.
I actually got a song. I got a peaceful, easy feeling. Remember that one?
Oh, there you go. That's good. Kelly, I have a question for you because my bio isn't exactly right on Psychics Gone Wild, and I want to fix those pictures. So what email should I send that to?
Let's see. Send it to the KCCARDZ, KC Cards.
Okay, so KC, and then there's another C?
KC, and then Cards is CARDZ at Gmail.
ZD at Gmail. Okay. And you know what? I'll send it, and if you could just let me know that you got it, because I'm going to work on that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Think of how I bill it as KC Cards. So it's KCCARDZ. KC Cards at Gmail.
Yeah. Z as in zebra, D as in dog
right.
at gmail.com. Okay. Great. Great.
Yeah.
So. Alrighty, ladies. Well, you know, I'm going to go and see what's going on with my landline. That was really weird. So. You know what it might be?
And then we'll see you tonight with Wendy Joy.
Yeah, with Wendy Joy. Yeah, that should be a lot of fun, you know. And if you look the way I advertised it, you know, it's two Jersey girls living in a North Carolina world. Because she lives about a half hour away from me, maybe a little less. So, yeah.
Where are you from in New Jersey?
Excuse me?
Where are you from in New Jersey?
Oh, Morris County.
Oh, okay. I'm from Bergen County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and she's a different county. She's mid-Jersey. I can't remember the town that she's from, you know. So
Which town in Morris County?
Oh, I lived in Morristown for many years. I went to Morristown High, and then I've lived all over Morris County. That's why I say Morris. I've lived in, you
wow.
know, Forum Park, Rockaway, Denville, Morris Plains.
I've been
I've been everywhere.
Yeah. Lake Tacon, Torsiptony, you know, I mean, like all over. So,
cool.
You know, I had a lot of friends in Bernardsville and Far Hills and all the fancy places. But anyway, okay, good. Well, thanks a bunch.
Okay, ladies. All right. So I will talk to you all very soon. And Kelly, I'll send you that information. Okay.
Awesome. Okay, sounds good. I will. I will see. And I'll send you confirmation email that I got it. I'll look for it here. Are you gonna send it like soon, like next 5-10 minutes, something like that?
I have to fix the pictures. So within the next hour or so. Okay.
All righty. I'll be on the lookout for it. And just call in for you guys listening here. It's like, because we saw some people in the chat room there. Call in tonight. It's 714-333-3354. Yep, a lot of threes there. And you guys can listen live to Pamela and Wendy Joy tonight. So two Jersey girls in North Carolina.
Cool. All righty. All right. Good day. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Let's see. And actually, I'm going to be in trouble with Jethro because I was supposed to play some of these other things here, and I'm going to go ahead and play this tune a little bit. It's Waiting by Sir Magnus, and I'm also supposed to be advertising coffee. Either call Jethro at 928-284-0437 or myself at 719-289-4907 and talk to us about gourmet healthy coffee. Flavors. Yeah, right. Okay, there's regular black, there's extra dark black, there's a latte, there's a latte supreme that has ginseng in it, there's hot chocolate, of course. We have three different kinds of tea. We have green tea, red tea, and instant black tea. Let's see, hot chocolate and the NutriCell. So anyway, okay, hopefully Jeff throws it won't shoot me now. And this is Waiting by Sir Magnus.
Something so beautiful, remedy.
Alrighty, and that was by Sir Magnus. It was called Waiting. That is one of the tunes that's available through iTunes. Here's another one. It's called Sentimental Mood by, I believe it's Yuka Rose. All righty. That one was Sentimental Mood by Yuka Rose. She's another one you can, or that song is another one you can find on iTunes. And this one is by Keith Evans, also one of our callers on the show, known as Woody. And this song is also available on iTunes. Alrighty, and you can find that one on iTunes also. That's Keith Evans. And I'm not sure what the name of the song was, but yeah, I'm thinking if you hear that little bit of it, you can probably find it there on iTunes. Alrighty, and last of all, but not least, here we go, is Steve Mohacy and the Boy. We'll be right back. Alrighty, and you can find that one on iTunes also, Steve Mohasey Du Bois. Alright, and thank you guys for listening along today, and if you're listening to this in archives, make sure you go enter our gift basket giveaway. If it's before the holidays, we've got two more to give out on the 14th and the 21st. You register at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And it's under the, I guess there's a page there for the gift basket giveaway. So just go enter your information there, and you will be entered in our weekly drawing. No obligations. Just, you know, just go in for the fun of it. We just give away a variety of old holiday type stuff, books, jewelry, CDs, you know, musical CDs, oh, golly, pre-readings, you know, that kind of stuff. So go check that out, and you can be our weekly winner. Jethro announces those on Fridays from 8 to 9 p.m. And, oh, yes, they also are including some free coffee samples in there, too. So, yeah. And if you decide you like those, you can call either myself at 719-289-4907 or Jethro at 928-284-0437. Everybody have an awesomely wonderful day, and we will see you again. Let's see. Tonight is Tamala. With Wendy Joy as her guest at 714-333-3354. And then, let's see, tomorrow I have the Psychic Learning Connection, and I've been going over the Isaiah effects and Hopi prophecies and all kinds of stuff going on with that Mayan calendar. Everybody's really concerned about that. So we don't know precisely what's going to happen because, you know, none of us really do, but we have a lot of theories. And if you would like to call in on that night and offer what you think some of the, you know, what your theory is, what might possibly be going on, why we are entertaining those. So we will talk to you all again and have an awesomely wonderful day.